Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio is Monica Agwe with the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. She's the artist series coordinator here to tell us about the House Jacks. Welcome to Morning Edition, Monica.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, well, the House Jacks are coming to town. They'll be performing on Saturday, January 10th. Tell us a bit about who they are.
They are a acapella quintet based out of San Francisco, the Bay Area generally. They've been performing for a little over 20 years. What's cool about them is, you know, we kind of think of acapella as this sort of fun, poppy, like college thing that you'll see on, you know, in Pitch Perfect in the movies. And they do that, but they also incorporate a lot of like rock and R&B and blues and different styles of music. And one of the things that's really neat about them is that they'll also, their music sounds like it's like fully instrumented. Like there's a harmonica solo, there's a guitar solo, and all of that is done completely with the human voice. So it's like a pretty cool thing to both hear and see live.
And what's their history? Where have they performed and where might we have heard them or seen them?
They've been around the world. They've done lots of world tours. They've performed in a bunch of different venues, Candlestick Park, name one that comes to mind, here in the U.S. They've made a bunch of big media appearances. So basically, you know, the TV show, The Sing Off, it's like the a cappella show on NBC. The music between transitions, any of the background music, theme song stuff, all of that is either recorded by them for the show or from previous music that they've done. Their arranger, the member of the group that does all their arrangements, was the like one of the main arrangers for the movie, for all the a cappella music in the movie Pitch Perfect. That there's a scene in that film, actually, where it's like an audition scene, and it shows all these different people singing Since You've Been Gone, the Kelly Clarkson song. And the arrangement that's used for that is actually their arrangement. You can find it on their albums and in their live performances. That's a song they perform regularly. They've also performed with a bunch of different really awesome artists, like, all across the musical spectrum, from, like, LL Cool J to, like, Ray Charles to, like, Willie Nelson and like, or Hank Williams Jr., sorry, all kinds of different artists. So they've, in their 20-year history, they've hit a lot of different genres and different ways of kind of, and have been promoted in all different kinds of areas.
Well, what's the connection between the House Jacks and Fine Arts Camp?
One of their members, Austin Willisey, has taught at middle school camp at Fine Arts Camp for the past couple summers. And he's taught a cappella classes, beatboxing, and songwriting for the middle school age group. So that was sort of where that partnership came from.
Right. So he's no stranger to Sitka.
Nope, not at all. I think he may have been on the radio before, actually.
Well, how does this fit into the artist series?
It's our first show for 2015, which is exciting. Kind of starting where the artist series just kind of describes all of the shows that we're putting on throughout Sitka via the Fine Arts Camp for the 2014 to 2015 season. So that was started with the Young Performers Theater show last November, then Holiday Brass. Now we're kind of transitioning into these into a variety of different concerts. We've got a bunch of different big names coming up. We've got in all kinds of different genres: dance, comedy, piano, percussion. Pretty much, and as well as more Young Performers Theater shows as well.
Well, how long have you been with Fine Arts Camp?
This is my first like year with them, but I was here last summer and the summer before.
And you're AmeriCorps.
Yeah, and I'm an AmeriCorps volunteer.
Okay. And is this performance, House Jacks, coming up on Saturday? Is it appropriate for kids too?
Yeah, it should be a pretty family-friendly performance. I mean, it is a concert. They do some pretty rock and bass-heavy music, so it will be fairly loud probably, but there's nothing sort of that should stop a family from attending. Their music's pretty family friendly and fun.
It sounds like pretty visual.
Yeah.
Visual.
Yep. It's a great thing to see live, to see, you know, five guys on stage. Two of them are like singing, two of them are beatboxing, and then one guy is like doing a harmonica solo with his mouth. It's like pretty awesome.
I'm trying to visualize that.
Yeah, it's a pretty crazy image.
So how does someone do a harmonica solo without a harmonica?
I don't know the actual like physical details of it. One of the cool things is that they're going to be doing a small outreach assembly at the up at the high school for high school students at the end of this week. And during that, they'll be doing a little like Q&A and a beatboxing teaching session. So hopefully I myself will learn during that how exactly that gets pulled off.
Well, and you describe them as not just beatboxing. Can you describe beatboxing, what that is?
I think when we think of beatboxing, we think of that like the stereotypical like boots and cats and boots, you know, where it's like just creating sort of a bass sound or a drum sound or a synthesizer sound. And they do all of that. That's like an important backing to any piece of music needs to have that sort of bass line, that rhythm section line. But they'll also do all kinds of instrumentation vocally, which includes like vocal imitations of trumpets that sound pretty much exactly like trumpets, you know, fancy guitar solos. They do a cover of Led Zeppelin's Kashmir in which they like vocally instrument the guitar solo from that song. So it's pretty cool. And they're kind of the masters of doing that.
Okay, so that is Saturday, January 10th, 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center. How can people get a hold of tickets?
Tickets are available via the Fine Arts Camp office right now. And give us a call at 747-3085 and you can buy a ticket that way or stop by the office. And they should also be available at the door.
Okay, great. Anything else you'd like to add?
I don't think so. That's about it.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
We've been speaking with Monica Agwe. She's with the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, the Artist Series Coordinator. The House Jacks, an a cappella group from San Francisco, is coming to town. They're going to perform on Saturday, January 10th, 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center.